Well, I've launched this survey because in my interactions with young people, on my visits to schools and also through communications, is that young people do have a genuine concern about efforts to clamp down on cyberbullying and harassment online. So this survey is designed to gauge what young people's experiences are in the county. It's completely anonymous, but it will help us to build a picture of certain trends, which websites we need to be talking to, so that I can do more as a police and crime commissioner to help back young people and keep them safe online.
It's a really upsetting story, really, isn't it, with young people being targeted, some of them quite young, primary school age, and you don't expect that, really, do you, to be hearing these sort of stories?
No, it's a real shame, and that's why I felt compelled to try and do more about it. It's absolutely imperative with all the pressures that we have on young people today is that we try and do our best to protect them from this kind of behaviour, and we need to have those honest conversations with young people, with parents and with schools to understand what the real situation is, where we're seeing it's most prevalent, but also trying to compel some of the websites themselves and the app builders to take some action as well, because they are responsible as providers for enabling some of this behaviour to take place, and I don't think always they're quick enough to act. So that's why I've launched this. We'll see what the results are. I'm very encouraged to have had over 4,000 responses already, and that will enable me to take the evidence to the providers and others and get some action.
What sort of questions is the survey asking?
It's a very wide-ranging survey, so I'm trying to understand behaviour in terms of when they're using the devices, so whether they're using them in the morning, during the day or at night, what it is exactly they are using, whether it's Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, whether it's mobile phones, tablets and computers, but also to try and understand from them whether they feel they've been a victim of cyberbullying online and where they're getting information and education sources from. So it's a very wide-ranging survey in order to try and build the truest picture we can.
The times are changing. Techniques bullies use are always developing. Is it something you have found interesting looking into?
Absolutely. And because we're having these honest conversations with young people, we've got people saying that, yes, they have been a victim, and some who are even admitting that now they know the definition of cyberbullying and what it involves. A number have actually admitted that they might have done it themselves. So if we can raise awareness and let people know what is going on and ways in which they can get help and support, but also to challenge some of the organisations who run these websites, I think we can do better for these young people.